Yeah. I am sorry. I get like that sometimes when I haven't had my medicine. Hold on, let me take another dose.
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's oh god, it's June 9th. It's 6-9. Jesse! Jesse! Jesse!
Hey, what's up?
It's 6-9-22.
Yeah, what? June 9th, what's...
No, June 9th is 6-9, dude.
Oh, he doesn't even know.
Oh my god, I'm losing my shit here. That's a goddamn sex date, and that means it's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What up, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Shannon Young. I'm about 40% right now, so forgive me if I sound weird and if I act weird tonight, but it's going to be a fun show. It's not going to be a fun show. Here with me tonight, of course, the co-owner of Podzilla 1985 and my good friend, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
That's me. That's that guy that I am.
He's the guy that I go to with all of the depressing things that I don't say out loud, which is surprising because I say a lot of that shit out loud. Also with us tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang, who will be taking part in an extra special segment coming up.
You're not supposed to tell them that it's not going to be a fun show.
Truth in advertising. Also with us, Shelby Chen.
Hello.
Back. She missed last week.
Yes.
But she came in at the end of last week, which made me believe she just didn't want to do it. And her silence condemns her.
I'm sorry. I'm watching.
She was paying attention to what I was doing. No, last week she was working on the... what were you working on last week?
Raccoon related, perhaps?
There was something else I was doing. I can't remember what it was. I think it was something with Aaron.
Maybe. I don't remember.
All right. So one of these days, in full, no cap, one of these days, whenever I start paying.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, for your wedding?
No.
Okay, then. One of these days, when I start paying you guys to do the show, I expect you to be here and not doing cake. But until I pay you, it's acceptable.
Not doing cake.
Yeah, Shelby made these neat, like...
Sounds amazing. Yeah, hang on, let me see.
Shelby made these cakes. She's the cake boss.
That's it looks like a spaceship, and then she made another one that looks like a moon.
Ooh, that Jesse, that's no moon. That's delicious.
It's a cake.
Hey, I got a motherfucker of the week for you.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Once again, taking the title, taking the mantle for another week, Domino's Pizza.
Oh, shit.
It messed his order up again.
Again, twice now, I've ordered a handmade or a pan pizza from there, right?
Yeah.
They then deliver the pan pizza in the pan pizza box, and it's a regular pizza.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, Domino's?
Because that's the only thing like worth really getting from Domino's. Like,
yes.
That like pan accurate pizza, the hand tossed pan pizza or whatever the fuck it is.
Accurate.
That is delicious.
Yes.
And it's so really good.
I don't feel well today. And I decided to order Domino's because I hate myself. And then they bring it to me. That's not even the right pizza. I paid for the wrong pizza. Again, this is the second time in like 2 weeks they've done it. So Domino's pizza, you're done. I'm done with you. I don't care. I don't even really enjoy pizza anymore. I did it out of like, I assume like how zombies inevitably march towards something that they recognize, or vampires, you know, eat food if they don't have to. It's like it's instinct, but at the same time, I'm done with you. You've hurt me too many times. So.
We had so many coupons.
Weren't Domino's...
never used.
Wasn't that the place that burned us really bad that wrestling night to the point that you and Asa went online and talked about it? And then they were like, hey, here's a bunch of free pizza if you forgive us. And we were like, nah, we're good.
Because the problem was, like, they went to... It was Domino's didn't just, like... Domino's corporate didn't give us those coupons. It was like the franchise owner gave us those coupons. So you know
they're spitting that
he
food
gave us those coupons. Yeah, after reaming out his employees.
Yeah.
And so, like, we tried to use those coupons, and they absolutely would have spit in our food. Also, there are a couple of people that I doubt they listen to this, but the folks that were like, well, maybe you guys don't tip well, can go fuck themselves.
What?
Like, trying to defend Domino's. Yeah, did you not hear about this?
No.
Yeah, there were two people that were trying to defend Domino's in this ordeal, saying, like, you know, maybe it's because you guys don't tip well, or maybe they have a problem with like that location or something like that. And I remember Asa was like, well, first off, fuck you. second off, like, we didn't even do delivery. We went to pick it up.
Right.
So they had no idea who we were. We were, you know, where they were going to be delivering to or anything like that. And then third, fuck you again. Like,
yes.
Because especially, like, Asa used to be a server.
Yes.
So, like, that, like, there is no higher insult to a server than, like, you didn't tip.
And we're all really good about that because we all tip well because, you know, serving sucks. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, oh my God, I really do sound terrible, don't I? I can hear it. It sounds bad, doesn't it? Oh God,
it sounds awful. Bad. You're just nasaled.
Oh God, oh God. What's this special guest you were talking about? Oh, son of a bitch! As soon as what?
Are you recording?
Of course, no, you're recording.
This was not the special guest I had in mind.
No,
yeah, Ethan.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live via surprise, Ethan Craig Miles.
Are you recording?
Of course we're recording. Why else?
Chilling with my I thought podcast recording meant that you would be in podcast recording. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, we're in the wrong one.
Oh, son of a bitch, we are in the wrong one. Oh, is this actually... Okay, I'm making sure this is recording our voice. Yeah, well, Ethan, what are you up to?
Well, I just got done playing a round of D&D with friends, and I guess I can leave now.
No, you don't have to leave. You can stay.
Yeah, you're stuck right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with this.
Tonight's topic is our top five favorite robots, Ethan.
Favorite robots.
This
is
go do your research.
This has been a strange week because you know, Steven was on the show on Tuesday. He's back, and now Ethan's back. This is just a night of welcome backs, and hopefully it stops there. And no one else that used to be on the show rejoins the show tonight. Jesse, you know what I did before we got on tonight? You know what's on TV tonight? What's on TV tonight, Jesse? What are you watching?
It's the January 6th hearing.
It's the January 6th hearing.
Just started 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious about it.
I've been watching it, so I don't know if I ever told this story.
Cake's in the chat.
Yeah, Shelby's neat cakes are officially in the chat.
I'm looking at it real quick. Oh, okay. Oh, that does look like a flying saucer.
I want cake.
And indeed a moon.
Yes. And I made the moon like look like it was like peeling away and revealing candy sprinkles.
Yeah, because as we all know, that's what the moon's actually made of.
Oh, yeah, sprinkles. Sprinkles and icing. That's the moon.
Candy sprinkles. So, Jesse, you may remember this. A lot of people may not remember this. But, hey, there's Ethan. So, I used to be in a relationship. There was this girl. Her name was Maria. And if she's listening, hello. We were together. And one of the things that I truly blame for the beginning of the end of our relationship was what happened on January 6th. Because something awful happened to her. She went to go stay with family. And when she came back on January 6th, because she came back on January 6th, which was just bad because I was in a fucking mood. I had been at Gaming Grounds all day watching the insurrection live, and my blood was boiling so badly that it's all I could think about. I was so pissed off at what had happened. So when she came back, I was not exactly the supportive person I should have been, and I apologize for that to this day. But January 6th played a major part in one of the better things of my life going away, and now it's back. It's back in the news. We're still not done with January 6th. We're now at the committee over a year later, and we're talking about what happened. And have you watched the hearing today?
I mean, it just started 21 minutes ago.
Well, so I watched it.
It's still going.
I know, but I watched it so far.
Oh, well, I mean, I wanted to be here and present for this show.
I watched up to the part where they started showing the live video that has never been seen before. All the video that they've taken from different angles and different, like, people that were recording it in the crowd. You know, the people that subpoenaed and all the data that they got, all these videos. And it is infuriating. I am so mad again. I'm like Steven after he went 37-0 and he got killed once. I am so mad right now.
No. It would be 29-0.
Yes.
Because 30 means he gets the nuke, right? Like, is that was how that worked.
I don't know if that's still a thing. I don't know if that's still a thing. Point is, I was very irritated by it. I was watching it. I was watching these people marching on the Capitol, breaking things down, chanting "Hang Mike Pence." It's truly staggering what happened, and the fact that there are still some people out there to defend it. I can't believe it. I'm honestly very angry. That's why I'm drinking.
Trump supporters. Those weren't Antifa. Republicans.
It was all Antifa. Yeah.
They were all hired by the deep state.
Yeah.
To make Trump look bad.
Ethan, I want to run by a couple of names by you. Of the groups that were there that day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, calm down. I'm not there yet. Here we go. So, we had the Oath Keepers were there, right?
Right.
The Proud Boys.
Oh, fan favorite.
The Boogaloo Boys.
Weird flex, but okay.
I can't with these names. Oh my God. The Boogaloo Boys. That sounds like a Bollywood dance troupe. That does not sound...
That is somehow more racist than the Boogaloo Boys.
what I said?
Yes!
I don't think so. Oh.
But anyway. So, on to something happier. Have you watched Ms. Marvel yet?
Oh, I wasn't done, no, but all right.
I forgot that it was out.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can finish.
No, for happiness sake, we'll move on. Point is, this is just the first night of the January 6th committee. It's going to continue on for the next couple of days. I will be watching it. I will be reporting on it. Although
you will be drinking.
Well, it's infuriating because it's stuff we already know. It's stuff you already know. It's not like any of this is new. When I heard Liz Cheney talking about all of the things that they're going to show, my first thought was, I already know this. We know this. You've shown this before. Do something about it.
No, Shannon, they're dropping bombs. This is going to blow the roof off the building, is what they were saying.
Did you know Donald Trump was a piece of shit? Did you know that Trump supporters, and if you're a Trump supporter listening to the show, what the fuck is wrong with you? That Trump supporters are also kind of pieces of shit? Like, no cap, and that's something kids say now.
That's, you know, I don't understand
slang anymore.
You keep using this no cap thing, and I've got to tell you, it's awesome. once again, it's always sunny is required viewing for this
show.
That's true. They keep talking about all the stuff they're going to be unveiling in the January 6th hearing. It's going to blow our minds. It's going to do like all this, that, and everything else. And it's not.
No.
Like, nothing's going to happen. Like, they're going to talk about stuff. Nobody important is going to get punished. A lot of the insurrectionists have already gone to jail.
Yes.
And that's great. And I'm happy about that.
Yes.
But none of these politicians are in trouble. No Republican even remember it happening.
Well, that's because it was really, honestly, it was just like a tour. Like, it was a peaceful tour.
Yeah, you know?
That's all it was.
It was a peaceful tour. A couple of people did die.
Well, but they weren't significant. They're just...
What was a cop?
There was a cop or two, but, you know, Blue Lives Matter, clearly, as you see them...
It was a tragedy.
As you see them...
on both sides.
Grabbing the batons from the police and beating them with it and trying to beat them with their own riot shields. Clearly, Blue Lives Matter and all that good stuff. One of them was a young lady who tried... She thought it would be a good idea to climb over a barricade with Secret Service agents over there, your guns drawn, and they shot her dead. And then they were like, what'd you do that for? It's that Mr. Show bit where it's like they were just shooting at him, he was just shooting at them, and they shot him. Why?
I was thinking of the Andre Show meme. Like, why would Secret Service do
why
this?
Why would you do this? All right.
Yeah, like, you don't fuck around with Secret Service. Like, they go above and beyond the call of duty all the time.
This was one of the few times that I love Morning Joe. I've said it. I love Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, or I guess Mika Scarborough now. I love them. That's one of my favorite shows to watch. And that was one of the few times I've ever heard someone on like network television say the F word. But live during Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough said, you know, he talked about how the police, he said they opened the door for them. They opened the fucking door for them and let the rioters walk in. And it's true. And the point being that if this were a Black Lives Matter protest and they had stormed the Capitol like that, it wouldn't have been called the January 6th insurrection. It would have been called the January 6th massacre, because they 100%. Would have shot so many black people that day.
They would have had, like, the miniguns out, like...
They would have had turrets. They would have been on fucking turrets shooting them like fucking Call of Duty.
I was about to say, it would have been, like, that Call of Duty airport scene, like, yes. In, I don't remember, like, Modern Warfare 2 or whatever.
Oh, anyway, Ethan did not come here for this sad news. Jesse, you said you had something happier. Is it about Diablo Immortal?
No, God, there's nothing happy about Diablo Immortal.
I was going to say, if you want something happy, why talk about Immortal? Sadness.
A game where you have to participate in expensive-ass gacha in order to, like, proceed.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, Ms. Marvel released this week.
Yes.
We call this Nerd Up After Dark. I'm a little bummed Hunter's not here to talk about it because I know he watched it.
And it's definitely a positive thing, except for all of the racists. And sexist messages that have been sent about the show because people are fucking awful.
People are fucking awful. And it's also getting review bombed.
Of course.
Because, yeah, like Christian fundamentalists and like Muslim fundamentalists both are like, nah, fuck this show.
Well, you heard Obi-Wan got review bombed too. Did you hear about that?
Because of Moses Ingram?
Because Obi-Wan, his name's Ewan McGregor. He's not actually Obi-Wan McKenobi. Because he defended her because apparently she's getting so much hate because, I don't know, she's black. And apparently they review bombed the show afterwards because people can't. Star Wars fans are the most fucking sensitive bunch of little bitches in the world. And I love Star Wars, but good Lord, man. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know what, like, they're so pissed off about. I kept meaning to look up the character because, like, I know, like, that name sounds familiar. Because have you watched any of Obi-Wan?
I'm fully caught up. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, us too. I think. Or we might have one more episode.
Did you see the Prison Break episode?
We have one more episode.
Okay.
But anyway, it's because I think they've got 3 episodes out now and we watched 4. The first 2. 4 episodes, and maybe we might be 2 episodes. I don't remember.
I mean, unless it was in a comic, the third sister is just another one of the sisters that hadn't been brought up in any of the other media yet.
Yeah, like,
nothing for them to be pissy about.
Well, there is, because she's black.
Well, fuck
she's
them.
Black. Yeah, that shit pisses me off. Like, because that's the only reason they're upset. Like, a black girl is starring.
Yeah.
So what?
And killing
she's
it.
Doing a good job. She's they can great. Fuck off.
Yeah, she has been great in the show. Like, I like her character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she, like, and Ewan McGregor had to, like, go out and actually do, like, a fucking, he did a whole video about, like, even if you have a problem with Moses Ingram, then you're not a Star Wars fan in my eyes. If Obi-Wan goddamn Kenobi tells you you're not a Star Wars fan, you're not a Star Wars fan.
So they got review bombed.
Yeah. And so did Ms. Marvel. Like, Ms. Marvel, last time, I was checking IMDb because I was curious about a couple of people in it. And right now it's sitting on IMDb at a 6.5 out of 10.
Well, of course, I mean, I think it's a little bit ridiculous, Jesse. I think it's ridiculous that they, I mean, the character of Ms. Marvel was clearly white in the movie. Why did they change her to a Muslim girl for the TV show? That's ridiculous. That's, you know, they talk about whitewashing, but what are they, brownwashing now? That's stupid.
Yeah, damn it. So Kamala Khan is a treasure.
Wait, she's not even the same character?
Yeah, it's a different one.
Well, then
she
why
gets her powers from Captain Marvel.
Well, then why is everybody bitching?
Oh, you legitimately didn't know this?
No, I did. I'm making fun of them.
I was about to say, holy shit, Shannon.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, no, Kamala Khan is a treasure. And that's legitimately, like, the Ms. Marvel comic book, like, her debut, is one of the best books I've ever read. Like, it's just, it's wholesome, but it's got action. Like, it's fun. She's a good character. Like, it's all good.
She was the best part of the Avengers game. I thought she was a great part of it because they couldn't get the license to any of the Avengers characters from the movie. So nobody looked like they did in the movie. So with Kamala Khan, they had a chance to start fresh and, you know, you didn't have any preset notion of what you wanted it to be. And I thought the actress that did her character just knocked it out of the park. She was a lot of fun. I'm excited to watch Ms. Marvel. I still need to watch Moon Knight and Hawkeye. And everything else that they've done on that channel.
Oh, my. You're really far behind.
I don't care.
Yeah, he is.
I don't care. Marvel. You know what? I think I've just stopped caring about superhero movies in general. Because I also saw that I always say, like, I like DC movies and stuff. But I saw the Black Adam trailer came out. And I don't care. I just don't care. But they did announce Joker 2. No shit.
Did they?
They did.
I still need to see the first one,
you
I guess.
You do.
But yeah, the Black Adam trailer looked okay. Like, this is going to be another one of those movies that I'll wait till it hits HBO Max, and I'll either be pleasantly surprised or, you know, whatever.
Agreed. We'll not go see Black Adam in theater. I'm sorry, Dwayne. Nah. I'm sorry, Dwayne. And it's got Pierce Brosnan in it, but I'm sorry. I cannot do it. I was also hoping Hunter would be here tonight because I wanted to talk to him about all the Ghostbusters news, but I guess we're going to have to wait till tomorrow when it's horse time.
Is horse time back?
Horse time's back tomorrow, I guess. That's what they tell me. And I just kind of show up. Ethan, are you still there?
They just want you to show up.
I think Ethan's gone. We may have lost Ethan.
Aw.
We'll try to get him back. All right. Anyway.
But yeah, no, Miss Marvel, like, the first episode is great. I really, really love, like, Lindsay, I think in particular you're going to absolutely love some of the artistic styling to the backgrounds and everything.
Ooh.
Like, it's super cool. I know Shelby was a big fan of, like, how they did the backgrounds of Miss Marvel.
Jesse, stop talking for 5 seconds and let Shelby tell me what she thinks of Miss Marvel.
Go ahead, Shelby.
It's actually really neat. I love how there's, like, two kind of things going on at the same time, and I don't want to ruin anything, but, like, they describe Kamala, and the way they describe her being kind of, like, airheaded, daydreamy, works really well with how they did a lot of the background stuff. And I'm just like, oh, this makes everything so neat.
Yeah, because she's supposed to be a very lighthearted character for the most part, right, Jesse?
Yeah, she has been described as the purest cinnamon roll in Marvel Comics.
But what about the Squirrel Girl?
The Squirrel Girl's fun, too.
Hold on. Back up for a second. Ethan, what are you drinking?
Sam's generic drink. Oh,
we got to get you. Summit. We got to get you the real thing.
It's not even Sam's Club. I don't know what that is.
That's Jim's Club. Hey, Jim.
Jim's Club. It's which brand?
It's Aldi's. It's cheap. Okay. It was like $3 for a 12-pack, and I'm like, I can't pass that up. That's a good deal for me.
We've got to get together one of these days and have a drink, legit.
Yes.
Pepsi.
Absolutely.
And play something and do something.
Like the good old days.
Like the good old days. Back in the old days.
Meet up at the store, play some video games.
Not be able to play online because the internet's terrible there. My last memory of being like truly like, hey, this is a pretty cool life, I enjoy this, was the summer we all played Animal Crossing together at the store.
Oh my god.
That was legitimately amazing. That was so much fun. I miss those days.
I miss Jesse. When Splatoon 1 first came out, they had like a little test trial, and you, me, and Krista all got at the store.
Because it was also a ridiculous time. It was like 6 a.m. or something like that.
Was this the days you guys were staying there all night and then someone snitched to Lonnie about it?
Oh, that happened, but no, that was for Destiny. You know, this was for Splatoon. I got in the test flight for Splatoon, and like Ethan wanted to mess with it. Obviously Krista did and I did. So we met up at the store, and of course it was something for Japan. So like, or the timing was anyway. So the first test flight was at like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m, something like that. So we all got up super early, went out to the store and played it. And I remember like, man, that game was a whole lot of fun. And then the game came out and me and Shannon tried playing it together. And we played one match together and it was cool. And then they put us on opposite teams. And we're like, hold on, wait, what?
But we're friends. I know him.
We continue to play with him. Please let me play with my friend. That is still apparently a thing to this day in Splatoon 2.
It has that problem.
Yeah, you have to have like a full party of four and play in the competitive version in order to not be split up.
Man, Nintendo. That's stupid. Yeah, Nintendo be fucking up, man. One of my recent Facebook memories from a couple years, probably like 10 years ago, was something I posted, and I'm paraphrasing obviously because I can't remember, but it was like, I want a time machine to go into the future to find a time when Nintendo is finally like caught up with the technology of now, because their online was so terrible, and it's still terrible. Nintendo is baffling how behind the times they are when it comes to online capability. It's sad. Although, with that said, Ethan, tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is, right? You know what comes out tomorrow, don't you?
Friday?
I don't.
Friday does come out tomorrow, that's true. which, by the way, happy Pride Month, everybody. It's Super Mario Strikers.
Oh, shit.
That's why you were watching videos this morning.
Which, not to bring my job into this, but this is a good thing, and I'm going to be posting it on Podzilla too. We are going to be working this month in raising donations for the Trevor Project. And
that's cool.
Yeah, that was something I spearheaded. I said was very important to me. I wanted to do something. So we'll post that on our Podzilla page pretty soon too. But I just wanted to mention that. I'm very happy we're doing that. It's very hard for us to do charity because of the line of work I'm in that a lot of people kind of go, but, you know, I hate kids. All right.
that was awkward.
All right.
Anyway. Well, because I tried to do a charity. I tried to do a charity for kids. I tried to do a charity for, I think it was St. Jude's, for children. And they were like, they weren't. It was my company. It was like, oh, we can't do that because we don't want that image of like, hey, we're trying to appeal to children. I'm like, well, so I can't help children? No. Okay. Anyway, I should stop now because I'm getting way deeper into my job than I normally do. All right. Anything else before we get to the top five of the night? Shelby, I know you were wanting to say something. Actually, this is we come to a segment on the show, a very popular segment we like to call Taste Testing with Lindsay. So tonight, Lindsay has a can of Nitro Vanilla Pepsi that she's going to pop open and taste live on the air. Ethan's excited for this. Lindsay, if you will please go grab that and bring it in, and we'll do this right now.
Those I hate good. You.
I know.
Why are you making Lindsay? Have you tasted it, Shannon?
Nope.
I have.
I have.
I wanted
this one.
Ethan, what did you think?
A vanilla version.
Should I explain my thoughts or no?
Yeah, go ahead while she's gone.
Okay. So Coca-Cola also makes like a Coca-Cola coffee product. That one, I would argue, is more like Coca-Cola with coffee in it. And meanwhile, the Pepsi Nitro is what I would argue more coffee than Pepsi.
It has nothing to do with coffee.
Yeah, this is just Nitro fueled.
Oh, I thought they advertised. Let me see real quick.
No, I think there is a coffee Pepsi. Well, okay, so coffee is. How do I explain this, Jesse? Coffee does use Nitro, like Nitro cold coffee. That is true.
For the cold brew, they brew it with Nitro. But yeah.
But this lacks the coffee part of it. This is just Nitro.
No coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. It's basically instead of carbonation.
I don't like that the instructions on this say chill can, pour hard, admire, and enjoy.
That's just the guideline. You don't have to do half of that.
That's right. But yeah, no, Ethan. This, instead of like carbonation, it's nitro. Like, yeah. So it's I mean, we'll let Lindsay try it. Then we'll talk about it. We'll let Lindsay try it. Then we'll talk
delicious.
About it.
Delicious. Yeah. It's delicious. All right, Lindsay. Here we go.
I don't like the noise coming from the can.
All right, it's making a noise. The can is making a noise. She's now staring at the can.
Whenever you open the nitro can,
why is it making noise?
She's looking at the can.
It's nitro.
Go ahead, Lindsay. Take a sip of it. She's looking at the can, ladies and gentlemen. She's looking at the can.
I hate you so much.
She's hesitating. Okay, she put the can to her lips. She's smelling it.
She's smelling it.
Well, it doesn't smell bad, at least.
All right, she's smelling it. She's going to take a drink now. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the show.
God damn it, stop narrating.
But he's got to do something like this. Otherwise, this is
just
a...
Here we go. She took the sip. Let's see the reaction on her face. It's not as bad
honestly,
as I thought.
Honestly, it tastes like if you liquefied the bottle cap candies.
Is that bad?
That's actually
bad. Oh, she's taking another sip. Pretty good. She's taking another sip. Oh my God.
It really does just taste like the bottle cap candies as a liquid.
So this is the first, ladies and gentlemen. She's trying something. She's not bitching about it completely immediately.
I am actually legitimately surprised you managed to get her to drink this.
I'm also surprised by that. Lindsay, you want to drive down to my studio real quick and let me try it?
Because you want to taste it now?
Yeah. The lower studio of Podzilla headquarters.
So you're saying if I want any more of it, I need to put it in a glass because I don't want to get sick afterwards.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. All right, you drink it. I'll just get the next one.
No, I'm not. I don't want the whole thing. I'll bring it down to you. It's all fine.
Right. Well, I got a glass. Hold on. Bring me down here. I got a glass that had whiskey in it, but now it's just ice. I'll put it in there.
just no.
Just bring me the Pepsi. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're going to have to try it straight before you try it like in a glass that's had whiskey in it.
Oh, so
even the smallest amount would taint the flavor, Shannon.
Yeah, it smells like whiskey.
Yeah.
The glass does. Okay.
Yeah, and whiskey is a very strong flavor.
After you try it, Shannon, we'll explain what we thought it tasted like.
It does still
so
have
what he
tingle,
has, Shelby, is different than what we tried.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah,
there is the vanilla version and that version.
Oh,
Shannon
take it back.
Has tried the...
Take it back. Nope.
Not a fan?
Nope. Oh. Nope.
Shannon, what do you think about it?
She's right on the money. It does taste like melted down candy. And Jesse and I talked about this. Soda without the carbonation could go fuck itself.
Yes.
Oh.
Like, and I actually thought I might like this because I actually do really like Guinness.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's a nitrous brewed beer, like, that's not carbonated. But yeah, no, like, so the first time we tried this, like, it was in the trailer for Multiverse of Madness. And me and Shelby were both like, ooh, that sounds good. And I was at Schnucks and they had the cans cold. And so I grabbed a couple of cans for each of us. I brought it home. I cracked it open. I took a taste. I was like, before you open yours, just try this one. And we ended up pouring the rest of it down the drain. And then the can sat in the fridge for a few days until Shannon came over.
That's true.
And I was like, here, try it.
Because I'd wanted to try it. I've heard nothing but bad things about it. So I thought, well, clearly, Big Lee Montgomery was talking about how terrible it was. And I was like, well, the last time Big Lee told me something was awful, which was Happy Death Day, I ended up loving it. So
Happy Death Day is a phenomenal movie.
So maybe this is a similar situation. So I took a drink of Jesse's Nitro Pepsi, and I threw up in my mouth. It was bad.
Not awful, but I wouldn't buy it.
No.
So this was just the straight Nitro Pepsi.
Yes, which was just flat Pepsi.
Yeah, so we ended up dumping that down the drain. Like, Shannon poured the rest of his down the drain, too. And then, like, I was at Schnucks a few days ago, and they had the vanilla Nitro Pepsi. And I was like, well, shit.
Let's try this again.
That might actually be okay, because the vanilla flavoring might help. But so I took a drink, and it's more palatable than the regular Nitro Pepsi.
It is better, yeah.
But it's still not good.
Yes,
and like it I went to bad. Shannon, like I took a picture of it and sent it to Shannon. I was like, all right, time to make another mistake.
And Shannon quickly followed up. Right, yep, it was a mistake.
Shannon replied immediately with, like, in all caps, "I bought one too." Unfortunately, like, he had a great idea for us both to try it live on the air, but I had already drank it and poured half of it down the drain.
And that's why I came up with, well, Lindsay will try it
and
live on the air.
And that's why I
then.
Get to do right. it.
Because Lindsay has complained forever that she hates soda because she hates the bubbles. So I'm like, okay.
I don't like the carbonation. Like, even that, I'm sorry, it still had carbonation. Like, my tongue still had, like, the tinglies, and I don't like that.
Not enough.
It's a nearly flat Pepsi.
Yes.
Which way I'm describing it.
Which is can handle it.
No.
It's the worst part of, like, a Pepsi float.
Ugh.
Like, it's everything that's bad with a Pepsi floated, like, with none of the redeeming qualities.
I can
but we are just continuing to confirm that I have no taste.
Well, clearly, look at the men you've dated.
Well, wouldn't you be like...
I mean, well, Lindsay, no, you agree with all of us that it's not good. Like, it's...
No, she said it's okay. She'd drink it, but she won't buy it.
Yeah.
Which is more the praise than what a lot of people have been giving it.
Right.
And in fact, like the vanilla, like, I get that. Like, I would agree with Lindsay. Like, because I got about halfway through the can before I was like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is just because it was still really sugary, and, like, I can't really.
Oh, no, it was definitely, hi, here's sugar.
What's wrong with Pepsi?
It's got more sugar than a Monster, and it's crazy.
Don't say that out loud.
Cola in general, like Pepsi, Coke, whatever. Like, have you guys ever seen the side-by-side comparisons of, like, how much sugar is actually in, like, cola?
Yeah, it's part of the reason
It makes me want to just eat straight sugar cubes at that point. Like, yeah, let me just eat them like this.
Yeah, there are chemicals in cola to make it where your body doesn't immediately vomit the amount of sugar that you're ingesting.
Oh, go ahead, Ethan, go ahead.
I was going to say, my toilet's a little dirty, so I might as well pour some cola in that and clean the bowl out.
Clean the whole thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love Pepsi. Like, when I was a kid, I would go through a 6 or 12 pack in like 2 days. I would drink like the bottles of Pepsi. I loved Pepsi. It was the best thing I'd ever had. Same. We would go to a restaurant or something like that, and a tall cold glass of Pepsi was like top for me. But thanks to COVID,
nothing goes better with pizza than an
ice cold Pepsi. The bubbles, the carbonation, it's delicious. But now, thanks to COVID, my taste, or something really bad, I don't know, I just blame COVID. I told my doctor and she shrugged and went, probably. Or it could be something terrible. But something has robbed me of my taste when it comes to certain items, and I can no longer drink soda. I still drink a little bottle of Pepsi at night, but I only drink about half of it, if that. and it just doesn't taste right. Soda hasn't tasted right in months, and part of me is glad that it doesn't taste right because I do feel healthier. Jesse, I sent you that picture of me flexing. I feel better about myself, but the other part of me is sad because it was something I really enjoyed, and now it's gone. And it's like, well, Jesus Christ, God, how many things that I enjoy can you take away from me before I finally shoot myself?
In fairness, it's also just, like, taste buds can change. Like, I used to not be able to ingest mustard in any way, shape, or form.
Ugh, mustard.
Yeah. You know, no, like, I still, in general, like, I'm not a huge fan of it. But, like, certain kinds of mustard in very specific situations, delicious.
Honey mustard is always good. Yes. Honey mustard is fine. Shelby, what do you think about
honey mustard?
What do you think about honey mustard?
I'm not a big fan just because I don't like honey. But I like mustard.
I know, right?
I am the opposite. I like honey, but not mustard.
It's so, I really like sweet things. I love sugary things. Honey is so sweet, it's bitter to me.
Huh.
Interesting.
I like putting my milk or my honey in milk every now and again if I really just want a nice treat.
When I was first getting over COVID, I would go to the store, and I think it was Remy or Billy had a bottle of honey, like pure raw honey or whatever, and I would just put a dab of it on my finger, and I would lick it, and that was my gauge for the day of how well I could taste, because sometimes it would taste amazing like honey, and other days it would taste like, I don't know, carpet, so it didn't really matter.
I thought you were just going to say it tastes like paste.
Horse paste. Which is how I got over COVID, you know? Anyway, let's get to the top five of the night. You guys want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get to the top five. So, Ethan, how this works is we'll go around one at a time, and we will talk about our top five. Lindsay, what is our top five for tonight?
Tonight is our top five favorite robots.
This literally came from
Steven was a very hilarious robot in our game on Tuesday night.
Which, by the way, I just got a message from the Big D himself, Dalton Anthony, who said he tuned in to the Fallout show because he had nothing. He had run out of podcasts to listen to, so he gave it a try, and he said he loved it. He said he's in. So thank you, Dalton. And
who was the hilarious robot again? I'm sorry, I got
Steven. Steven Bright. He plays, what is it, Chef, who is a robot that doesn't know that what he's cooking isn't food, it's actually drugs. A lot of fun. So
it's fabulous. Amazing.
So I think I randomly said, well, what we should do a top five on our favorite robots. I said it as a joke. Everybody liked it. So here we are. So Ethan, normally on this show, we start with Jesse as a joke. But since you're our special guest tonight, I say, let's go ahead and start with Jesse.
This bit will never get old to me.
Nope.
And Shannon usually regrets it because I do something like, hey, dude, for my first pick.
Don't do it.
I'm going to take the Sentinels from X-Men.
You know what? Left them off my list because there's two things I left off my list specifically because I knew somebody was going to take them, so I didn't even bother. That's one of them.
That actually surprised me because I'm the only other person that would.
But I figured you would, so. Because the other one is Hunter. The other one was one I thought Hunter was going to take, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, Sentinels. Like from X-Men, like these things were so badass in the 90s, and they were so cool. And really, they were a great way for them to give us, like, you know, the violence that the X-Men can deliver in a kid's cartoon. Like, anytime they could, like, do something that wasn't actually humans.
Right.
Then they had no problem with, like, Wolverine taking his claws and ripping them to shreds.
Right. He's knocking heads off and no one cared.
Exactly. Because they're robots. It's fine. Right. But, yeah, just in general, the Sentinels were, like, badass. Like, they always looked really cool. You know, they were always threatening. Like, you know, you'd be watching X-Men or something like that, and everything's all cool. And then this giant-ass Sentinel just appears out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, damn.
Oh, hell. Yeah, the Sentinels also had some really expensive toys. I never got I got a little Sentinel. He's about this big. But
he wanted the massive one, but it was like $100.
Right. And then they finally put Sentinels in the movies in, what was it, Days of Future Past? And they were pretty good. Yeah. They weren't quite the Sentinels we wanted, but they were pretty good.
And well, they, because in that one, importantly, they put in
the advanced versions.
Nimrod.
Yeah. Right.
Days of Future Past was super neat because that was basically like an X-Men snuff film.
Yes. Yeah.
It was so violent. Like the Nimrod tore them to pieces.
Up until Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, that was the most violent deaths in comic book movies, I think, But then Doctor Strange came out.
I mean, Deadpool came out too.
Oh, whatever. Deadpool's fine.
So can we talk about Multiverse of Madness? Can I make a comment on it?
I think everyone here has seen it, right?
Yeah, but...
Okay, spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen it yet. Skip ahead for about 30 seconds. We're going to have Ethan make a statement real quick. This is your spoiler warning. 3, 2, 1. Go, Ethan.
String cheese.
Fuck.
Oh, that, you could have done that you as like a...
You could have done that, yeah.
You could have said like it's a no spoiler spoiler.
Right, you didn't say anything about Mr. Fantastic.
I mean,
Fantastic.
I didn't know what...
Oops.
What would a... Yeah. Oh, well.
All right, now the spoiler
warning. Ethan says something stupid on the internet. More at 11.
You didn't say anything stupid.
You didn't say anything stupid. You
were overly cautious. Yeah.
You were overly cautious. Which okay. I guess it's probably good to be overly cautious than not cautious.
I thought you were going to talk about the fact that Steve Harvey was in the film.
Like the time that a certain person spoiled a game less than a week after it came out, spoiled the big plot twist.
Or how we spoiled.
Live on the air.
Wait, did I do that?
No.
Okay.
No, that was. I guess it doesn't really matter. It was John Massey. Remember, it was Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. I thought you were going to mention how we spoiled the ending to The Empire Strikes Back to Zach Price because he didn't know that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father.
No, that was very funny. That's but yeah, sad. No, there was the game had been out for less than a week, and John Massey hits us with like the big plot twist in the game.
Well, it turns out it was like, shitty anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't a good plot twist, but either way, like, I had Asa and Dalton both message me, like, while they were recording, like, do not listen to tonight's show until after you've beaten Arkham Knight.
Okay. Speaking of the Arkham Knight, let's go to Shelby.
Vision!
Yeah, you know you're right. Vision or White Vision?
Vision.
Okay.
We don't know anything about White Vision in the MCU yet.
Yeah, he's just here and he is unsure of who the fuck he is at this point. He knows he's alive now. But he's figuring his shit out much like a lot of us. But no. Vision. OG Vision.
I was really surprised that and this is kind of a spoiler, but not really. Like, he never makes an appearance in Multiverse of Madness.
That was one of the criticisms I saw was, like, if you were trying... Okay, again, spoilers if you haven't seen it. 3, 2, 1. Skip ahead, like, a minute. One of the criticisms I saw was, like, if you were searching for a world where your kids were still alive, you would probably also look for a world where the guy you loved was still alive or whatever, and, you know, you would have found him in the world you're already in. But whatever. Anyway... Vision is cool. The thing I remember most about Vision, Jesse, you remember when we used to play, what was it, Captain America and the Avengers at the store? We were playing it on the arcade.
And
we're like, who the fuck would play as Vision? Look at this motherfucker. He looks so weird.
Well, because you had like, because your options were Captain America, Iron Man, Hawkeye, or Vision. In fairness, like, who plays as Hawkeye? Because it was a two-player game. It wasn't four players.
Hey, there's two players that got played in that game. I'll tell you who they were. Spoiler alert. Captain America and Iron Man.
Who did me and Shannon play through that game as?
Captain America and Iron Man. Yeah, you know you're right. But Vision. But thanks to the MCU and Paul Bettany, Vision is awesome. So
now, if you
put Vision in a game, I'd play as him.
I think it was Tom King. Wrote a book called The Visions. It's a Marvel comic book. It's really self-contained and phenomenal. It was a lot of the inspiration for WandaVision came from that book, and it's okay. I say that's not true. That's not even, that can't be even a little bit true. But there was in the trailers I remember thinking that, but then I actually watched it, and it's not even a little bit true. Tom King's The Visions, though, great comic book, absolutely worth reading. It's a standalone thing.
That was a journey right there. All right, let's go.
I'm really sorry about everything that just happened.
Let's take it over to Ethan. Welcome back to the show. What's your first robot?
Hitchbot. I don't know if you've heard about this hitchhiking robot, but
no.
There's a little like, okay. I'm on Wikipedia right now. It's Hitchbot was a Canadian hitchhiking robot created by professors David Harris Smith of McMaster University, and I can't pronounce that.
just do what you can.
Of another university in 2013. The goal was to, like, just... It was a little hitchhiking robot, so it was just, like, you kind of caddied him around all of the world. He was able to make it to Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands, but in 2015, an attempt on the hitchhiking... on the hitchhike across the United States ended when it was strapped and decapitated in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Believable, it's Philly.
Nothing
I was
good
like, I knew exactly where the story was going because I'd heard about him, and I was like, crap, I can't remember if it was Philly or Chicago.
It's not.
I was like, it's one of those two.
It's not the cutest and most appealing thing out there, robot out there, but I'm just like, I like the concept of like, it's this little robot and he hitchhikes around the world.
He wants you to take him places.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he's got like a little LCD face. Yeah.
I just thought of a robot that I left off my list, and I was like, oh God, how could I forget him? And in the 5 seconds for me to pull up the notepad, I forgot it again. You know how depressing that is? And it's because of your story. So I'm thinking like, oh, wait, what was he talking about? It was a robot. He was hitchhiking. No? Okay, fuck it. Never mind.
the hitchhiker.
Maybe
it might come
back to you.
Not him, him. God damn it, that's frustrating. Shelby, go ahead. I'm frustrated.
She already went.
I meant Shannon. I said Shannon. You all heard it wrong. listen more carefully. My first robot is, I'm going to get it out of the way now, and I know Zane Laney also said it on our Reddit post, because for some reason we've decided to try to revitalize the Reddit community again. Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, you know that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I have to say anything about that one. It's Godzilla, but he's a robot, so you do the math. Spoiler alert. Again, he was in the Kong vs. Godzilla film. He was a pleasant surprise. He wasn't as bad as I thought he was going to be. But if you really want the best version of Mechagodzilla, go watch like the 90s and 2000s movies for Godzilla. He was fantastic. All right. That's my first pick. I don't have to say much more about him. Lindsay, let's go to you.
I am starting off with Wally because I love Wally.
Say it right.
He's just... I'm not going to do as well as I did last week. Like, I'm not going to be able to duplicate.
Because last week you had the assistance of the, like, slow connection.
The internet being jacked up, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. But no, it's wow.
There you go. Oh, that. No, you're just Yoshi now.
It started as a pretty good Wally, but yeah, definitely finished
and
Yoshi.
It dragged too far. But no, yeah. I love Wally. He likes my favorite musical, Hello Dolly, and he just wants to clean up the world.
That's his only goal. He wants to clean up all the trash. Cute little trash bot.
He's a trash bot. Let's go back
but
to Jesse.
But he's also a hoarder, and I totally relate with that.
You can't see Lindsay's room, but yes, she can.
All right, my next one, I just have to get out of the way before it gets taken. It's going to be Bender from Futurama.
We knew you were. We didn't take it for that reason.
Another one I left off, yeah.
Chad pick.
I just didn't want that one to be taken. Bender is one of my all-time favorite robots, the lovable scamp. I mean, Futurama is just one of my all-time favorite television shows, so... Shelby, I'm sure, will be sick of it in no time because that's the show that goes on before we go to bed.
She did not look sick of it.
I was already a Futurama sleeper before we ever got together, so I have probably gone through Futurama a good 15, 20, 30 times before Jesse.
It has been 15, 45 times since.
Bender Bending Rodriguez, I believe is his
that's
name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rodriguez is he. Pronounces
you,
it.
You Spaniards are so hot-blooded.
you Latins.
Because
it was vaguely racist.
Yes. just like when Bender says, he says something like, hey, I was born in Mexico or something, and he shows the opening flap of his body, and it says, like, made in Mexico, and then it falls off because it was poorly made. Also vaguely racist.
Vaguely right. racist, yep.
Oh, my God.
Let's move it over to also made in Mexico, Shelby? I don't get that. I don't get it.
I'm going to go with... Marvin from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's the one Ethan was saying earlier. Yeah. Well, he thought that's what I was going to guess. But no, oh, what I was saying with The Hitchhiker. But no, I agree with you. That's a good one. Tell me about Marvin. He's sad.
He is a very sad, depressed robot. He is very aware that nothing matters. He has existential crises all the time. He's like, what's the point? You know, doesn't matter. Whatever. I absolutely love him.
I should have put that robot on my list. I relate to that robot. Yeah. Also voiced by the great and late Alan Rickman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was good. That's a movie I don't think a lot of people... I don't know. Did people like that movie? Because I did.
I still don't think I watched it.
A lot of people gave it crap because like they... It's the whole argument of like what's better, the film or the source material. And there's a lot of people like, well, it wasn't true enough to the source material.
Oh, turns out the movie is always better because as Cecily Strong said on SNL, I can't watch a book.
That's true. I do like the book series a lot though, but I also like the movie. The movie was different, but I still enjoyed it.
They both have a different feel. Like they come off the same to me. Like it's, I know that it came from the book. They didn't ride too far away from it, but they just they hit a little differently.
The book did not have Mos Def. We'll leave it at that.
That's accurate.
All right, Ethan, what do you got?
I was gonna say 2B from the game Nier Automata.
Yeah, you are. I was trying to think of sexy androids to put on my list, and I couldn't think of one. So thank you for fulfilling that role.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
For real though, Nier Automata is an amazing action game, and I highly recommend it for people who. Thanks.
No, it is. I'm agreeing. I know everything I say sounds sarcastic, but yeah,
there's obviously like sex appeal of the robot, but. The game
super popular cosplay.
Yes, because absolutely. It's a mini skirt and a thong.
Yeah. Anyway,
eye patch.
Yes.
Get the eye patch.
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say about the robot, about the game. It's really fun, and I like the character a lot. Yeah.
It's a side scroll platformer, right? Like a Metroidvania.
It's a 3D adventure.
It's a 3D action adventure. It plays more like a Devil May Cry kind of game.
Yeah.
And that's why Ethan likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can play
those that don't know a whole lot about Ethan, he plays a lot of Devil May Cry.
Yes.
I do.
And in this game, you can play as 2B or not 2B. And
that is the question.
The question. All right.
I like the joke Nier Automata or Far Automata.
it's definitely Nier whenever she's on the ladder, if you know what I mean. All right, let's move on. Whoa!
What a thrill.
Jesse, you're going to be proud. My next one is also from Futurama, but it's not Bender. It's Roberto.
I wasn't going to guess.
Who are you going to guess?
I thought you were going to say Hedonism Bot.
Oh, they're all good. They're all good.
The Robot Devil is also really good.
They're all good.
And this is voiced by Homer.
But it's the part where it's the episode where Roberto threatens him and Fry goes to the robot asylum. And Roberto's like, what's wrong, Red? He's just stabbing in the cell. That will never not be
what's
hilarious.
What's the matter, Red?
You scared?
That's the one that goes,
yes.
Yeah. That's my stabbing hand.
That's my stabbing hand. That will never not be funny to me. So.
Oh, yeah, no, that episode is awesome. Because also, like, at the end of that episode, when Fry is convinced he's a fucking battle droid.
Yes.
And Roberto's like, he is a battle droid.
I think that also has one of my favorite quotes where Leela says something like, I'm going to show him he's a human and the way only a woman can. And then Professor Farmer, what does he say? Something like, you're going to, like, do his laundry or something like that? And Amy just slaps him.
Now's not the time to do laundry, Leela.
Something like that. And then, like, she does the thing of Fry. She's like, beep, 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 beep. I also like Farnsworth has another great line in that one of just like, I too once spent an awful time in Robot Asylum. Fortunately, it's nearly done.
All right, let's enough fun. Let's go to Lindsay.
You're so mean. So my next one is probably part of the inspiration for Wally's design, but Johnny Five.
Oh, Johnny Five. Yeah, he looks exactly. Do you guys remember Johnny Five? He looks exactly like him. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Now that you mention it.
I like Johnny Five.
Now that you mention it, that's just a straight ripoff.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like they made him smaller. And less dangerous.
What was the line that anytime anything references Johnny Five, they use the line?
Johnny Five is alive?
That's the one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think.
It's right there on Google. It says Johnny Five is alive.
And then there was something else, too, that he said a lot.
That's a good movie, too.
It's, oh, I haven't seen it since the 90s.
No, oh, hang on. My brain was... no disassemble.
That's another one.
That's not as good as Dalton's line when he's afraid of me and he says, no steppy, Mr. 100.
Please no steppy.
Please no steppy. All right, let's take it back to Jesse.
Oh, Campbell. Boy. Hey, that's that. Anyway, all right, I'm going to... I'm gonna kind of go in the vein of Shelby's with depressed robots and do CL4P-TP, otherwise known as Claptrap.
Oh,
from the Borderlands franchise.
Oh, what's the line he says in 2?
I'm programmed to sound like this, but I'm actually massively depressed.
All right, that's pretty good.
Every time I hear that in a happy voice, I think of Jiggle Billy.
Commence to jiggling.
Yeah, that was actually I remember Nate Roth. I don't know if you guys ever met that guy or not.
I know Nate.
He got really pissed off at me one night because we used to have an adult Jenga, and one of the tiles was you have to talk like Claptrap until your next turn. And like I just kept talking and making him laugh while he was drinking. And he got legitimately pissed off at me. Oh, it was a fun memory. It's a fun memory. People hate me. Let's go on.
Most people hate Claptrap. At least I do. Anyway, I'm just one person. I know everybody loves Claptrap. I don't. He's so annoying.
No, most people hate Claptrap.
Oh, thank God.
I'm in the minority here. I like that stupid fucking robot.
Cannot stand that little fucker. Shelby, go ahead.
From the Cyborg 009 series, it is Cyborg 001. His name is Ivan Whiskey. He is a baby. He's one of the 9 humans that were taken and turned into a basically human weapon. He has ridiculously immense psychic powers, and when he uses them, he then has to suck on his pacifier and nap for very long periods of time to regain any sense of being like awake or able to do anything else.
Yep.
And yep. It's adorable. He is absolutely adorable.
Never watched it. I do know it exists though.
So I've also never
so
watched it.
Good. It's
yeah.
So
I didn't care
sad,
for the
though.
Series, but I watched enough of it to know what the characters are.
And what was his name again?
Number Ivan Whiskey. And he's a baby. He's like a 1-year-old, maybe.
Oh, that's weird. All right, Ethan, make this better.
All right, I'm going to go with the little robot dog called Poochie. It was a little toy in the mid-2000s, and it looked like this.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Before you even threw the picture up. Yeah.
One of those little guys.
Oh,
I had that.
Yeah.
And I was terrified of it because the batteries went bad on it. So whenever it would like bark or make noise, it would sound demonic. So I would put it in my closet and just slowly let it die.
I mean, like the 90s had a bunch of those like really bad, like they did not have the battery thing figured out. I still remember like the fucking demonic ass Winnie the Pooh that we had as a kid. Like it was my little brother's. So whenever it got low on batteries, it would say like, you know, please change my batteries. And it would say it in the Winnie the Pooh voice. But when the batteries really started getting low, it would start like sound like a demonic speaking spell. Please change my batteries. And then like it what would be really bad is that it would start using its other lines once the battery got low. So like we would hear from the bedroom like, please play with me.
Like, oh! When this game would do that, if I didn't take the batteries out, it would just start talking under my bed. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go to the parking lot.
Bob and I, once we bought a... Lindsay wouldn't let us burn any of her toys, so we bought a little...
You burn my toys.
It was a little doll that prayed, so we bought it and then we set it on fire, or we shot a firework on it or something, I forget. But as it was literally
you shoved an M80 in the body of it and then threw it on the train tracks to explode.
Yes, but it didn't explode completely, and as it was burning and melting to death, it started praying. So it was literally going, lay me down to sleep.
It was the creepiest thing ever.
It had the power of God and anime on its side.
All right, I guess I'm next.
Anyway, I actually have to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I got to work. I just jumped on. I was like, I'm just going to jump in with my friends, and they're in the chilling with my homies, so I'll chill in with my homies.
Yeah, we ruined it. Hey, but hey, this is your entry back to the show. Look at you back. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right.
I would love to be back whenever, properly, next time. Yes. But bye, everybody. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye. See you, buddy.
Bye.
All right. So now that they're gone, no kid. My next pick is a Metalhead from Ninja Turtles.
That's a good pick.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. He's like a regular Ninja Turtle, but he's a robot. And that's it. His arms extend. His legs extend. That's it. But damn, when I was a kid,
fucking Inspector Gadget. Oh, Ninja Turtle.
That toy when I was a kid. That was. I mean, he was fucking tops, man. He was so cool. But yeah, I just wanted to Metalhead, Lindsay.
You know my next answer. It is Gurr.
Yeah.
And he wants to be a weasel dog. No, a mongoose dog. Man, I messed it up.
A weasel dog.
He wants to be a mongoose dog.
What's the line? Do you want pancakes? Or is it, what the fuck is waffles? It that he offers? Do you want waffles?
Yeah.
Waffles?
Waffles.
And I was like, aw.
So the only food one I remember is Must Obey the Taco Man.
And the Doom song.
And the Doom song.
So we saw the voice actor for Gurr in a convention, and he legitimately got pissed off when somebody asked him to do the Gurr voice. Because he was like, all right, this is what you guys don't ever understand at these conventions, and I don't understand how you don't know this. I can't do that voice. It was... like, I spoke
it's manipulated.
And they manipulated it with the computer. I can't do this voice. I'm sorry. I can't sing the Doom song. Please.
Because if he did it, it would be like, Doom.
Uh-huh.
You're meanwhile, not, Gurr.
The voice actor for Zim actually can do the Zim voice.
Yeah.
And that was another, like, just fun, like, convention moment, I guess. When like they asked him, like, do you ever accidentally slip into any of these voices and stuff? He's like, well, I've got a really high voice, so every time I go through a drive-thru, you know, or something like that, like when they're trying to be polite, they'll say, please pull forward, ma'am. And then he just went into like full Zim voice, like, I am a sir. It was very fun.
All right. Taco Man averted. Jesse.
All right, my next one. I'm gonna do shit.
Yeah,
I gotta go with Mega Man.
That's a pretty good one. I left him off my list. I assumed someone would take him. But yeah, Mega Man's a good one. He's a classic.
Yeah. Mega Man was like that. Like everybody has their favorite like Super Nintendo platformer, and for me it was Mega Man X. And I liked Mega Man 2 a lot on the NES, but Mega Man X was just one of my all-time favorite games. It's so good.
And the Little Blue Bomber is an iconic character.
Yes. I wish that I liked him in Smash Bros. More, but I do not like that playstyle at all.
I like him okay in Smash Bros. He's not my top guy, but he's top 30.
Which, I mean, in fairness, that puts him in the top half of Ultimate's roster.
Hey, look at that. There's a lot of characters I'd rather play him over. So, yeah.
That's fair.
He's just iconic. You can show a picture of Mega Man to anybody, and everybody's gonna go, "Oh, that's Mega Man."
Yeah, unless you show them like the box art for the first Mega Man game.
No, then they would.
And
say,
then they won't.
They would say, "That's Shannon."
Oh no,
that's Tron Shannon.
I still love the cap. Like, what was it? Which Street Fighter was it they put Mega Man in?
No, that was.
Was it a Marvel versus Capcom?
It was PlayStation All Stars, I believe. Well, no, it was a PlayStation All Stars.
No, it was definitely a 2D fighter.
Yeah, they put man?
They put in I could have sworn that it was a Street Fighter game because I think it was Capcom. And they put him in, and it wasn't regular Mega Man, it was the box art version of Mega Man. But retired and overweight.
Yes, it was. And
it was so fucked up.
I'm looking at it. It was Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Oh, okay, that sounds right.
It's real bad. Man. It's real
bad. It was
bad.
So why, bad. Like, why did they do that? Like, that was another example of just, like, you know, people were talking about, like, how mistreated Mega Man was by Capcom. and like how much care Nintendo put into him, him and Smash Brothers. Like that is, they made a perfect Mega Man.
Imagine to put it, like, yeah, imagine you're playing fighting games and you find out, hey, Mega Man's going to be in the new game, and then this is the Mega Man you get.
Oh God, why this is it Carl Gus playing Mega Man?
That's how he looked on the box art for the first Mega Man game, and they decided to put that version in the game.
That's terrifying.
And not just that, like, because the first version of the box art, like, it looked a little wonky, but it wasn't this bad. This is so bad. Because, you know, that's one of those famous, like, old stories of, like, how the box, like, they gave an artist.
Is that Team Fortress Heavy doing cosplay?
Right. they gave an artist a description of what the game, like, you know, roughly what the game is about and what the character does.
Yeah.
And 24 hours before he needed to have the cover art to them, he sent them the picture they used for Mega Man 1.
Here's the box art for it.
And they just fucking went with it.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? Close enough. And it's so bad.
It's really bad. A similar thing actually happened. I know we're getting off topic here, but a similar thing happened with the original Mario Brothers. The only thing that I think Shigeru Miyamoto actually drew this himself, he didn't know how they were going to look yet, so he drew this, and the only ones that look even remotely similar are like Mario, Toad, kind of. Some of the enemies are pretty close, but look at that Bowser and that Peach and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough.
Lakitu's pretty close.
Look at that Koopa Troopa on the side with a helmet on or something.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, no, some of them are real bad, and some of them are kind of close. But yeah, Bowser especially is real bad.
He's real bad.
I don't know who I am anymore.
I don't think anything is as bad as that fucking Mega Man. He doesn't even have a pistol. There's no point in the series.
They told him he shoots people. He goes, oh, okay, so he's got a gun, right? He just drew it on him. Oh, that's
so bad.
That looks nothing like Mega Man. Let's go on, Shelby, please, God, please.
I'm gonna have to go with QT from Space Dandy. He is an adorable little happy-go-lucky plucky droid, and he is Dandy's companion through all of his crazy shenanigans. He is sometimes a voice of reason, but he is an older model droid, so he constantly has to deal with the fact that he feels like he's going to be phased out, and there's a whole episode about it at one point where he just is like, okay, well, I guess it's time to recycle me. He has a whole sad storyline, and I was just like, no, QT, and then Dandy comes back and saves him. QT's like, no, I am good as I am. I don't need an upgrade. I don't need to be recycled. It's fine. And I'm like, oh, I love you, QT.
You seem to be drawn toward robotic characters who are both adorable and depressed. Okay.
I feel like they know what's up.
Yeah. All right. Let's go next to Hunter. Wait, what the hell? When did you get here?
Raccoons.
Even I didn't know. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, Hunter, happy 6-9.
Hunter, it's 6-9-22.
Yeah, it's June 9th. I don't know why you guys keep talking about this.
Oh, my God.
It's June 9th. Like, who cares?
He doesn't even know.
It's just Thursday. Don't know what.
I'm losing my shit again.
You're also losing your humanity. I know the top five was about robots, but you're becoming one, dude. Actively right now.
I'm losing my voice.
Number five pick will be Shannon Young.
I'm losing my voice. Oh God, yeah, our internet just dropped. Can you hear me? Am I making contact?
We can hear you, but you absolutely...
You sound like you're in a T-Pain video, but we can hear you.
Oh, God. Lindsay, what are you downloading?
Hit me with that Wally.
Wally.
Yeah, Lindsay, you can do it now.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
She's shaking her head. She's not going to do it now.
Wally.
I can't.
Oh, there it is. I heard that one.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
All right, well, this is going to go poorly. While we wait for our internet to redo, Hunter, we're on pick number 4. You want to catch up?
How many do I need to catch up? How many am I behind?
We're on 4 right now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you need, what, 3-4 from me? How many?
4 from you if we're continuing. We're in the process of round 4. Me and Shelby have already given our fourth options.
Okay. BD-1 from Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
Because I know, I'm sure some other droids have made it, but BD-1 needs to
be
included.
Not yet.
I've got one, but...
Oh, really?
I also have
well,
one, but I don't think I'm going to get that one out because I have a better
one. BD-1 will be the first one on the list, then. He's the best little bird droid chicken thing there ever was. When we made our little R2 unit back here at Galaxy's Edge, if I could have made a BD-1, I would have done that instead. I love this guy, don't get me wrong, but I would have done that for sure. Sarah gave me some options earlier today, and I think she had some good choices. Mo from WALL-E. Mo. Where he just cleans behind everybody. Mo. And he gets super irritated. Yeah, I'm going with Mo. Mo's got to be on the list there. Astro from Astro's Playroom on PS5.
Yeah. That's a good little robot.
That freaking game is a blast. It's adorable. It's a lot of fun. And I find it hard to believe that it comes free with the PS5. Except for the fact that the PS5 is impossible to get and it costs $500. But like, it is a nice little introduction to the system. And that guy is, if Sony needs a new mascot, that's the one. Stick with him. And then skip me. I'll come in somewhere else in the fourth lineup. I don't know. I'm still working on it here.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and go here then. My number four, I actually had to, this was a hard choice because it's between two. I put them both on my list. I'm going to tell you what they both are and then tell you who I went with as my pick. It was a toss up between Victor from Fallout New Vegas, which, if you remember correctly, was the robot that greets you in the beginning and is like your friend throughout the game. I think he was voiced by William Sadler, too, who's one of my favorite actors. And the other one was also from Fallout, Liberty Prime. And in the end, I had to go with Liberty Prime because he hates communism as much as I do. It's better dead than red. Jesse, did you ever play Fallout 3? No, you didn't. You're not a Fallout fan. So Liberty,
I played quite a bit of New Vegas, and other than that, it's just Fallout 76.
Liberty Prime is a very large anti-communism robot, and at the end of Fallout 3, before the DLCs, you activate him, and this motherfucker just stomps through the capital, shooting everything in sight, spouting off nonstop like super patriotic anti-communism phrases. It is hilarious. He's also a giant monster of death, so you got to respect him on all fronts. Liberty Prime is what we should all aspire to be. So yeah. All
right. I'm assuming Lindsay goes last, so I need to jump in here, right?
Well, you can go last on this one if you want, if you still need a second.
No, whichever. It's okay. I got it. I can get in. Unless somebody's already done this, get equipped with Mega Man. Not Mega Man. But Mega Man.
I did, in fact. Mega Man was my pick four.
Son of a bitch.
In fact, if you, when you jumped in, we just had a big discussion about the NES box version of Mega Man that they put in a fighting game for some reason because they thought that was a good idea.
Which is decidedly not a robot and just a fat old dude. I'm going to throw in, hopefully nobody has chosen this one. But for sentimental reasons, obviously Iron Man doesn't work because that's a dude too. But Dummy, the robot in his little workshop, the little arm.
Oh my
God. Yeah, its name is Dummy, Dum-E. And I forget
what
it stands for.
I will donate you.
Yes. I'm going with Dummy. Again, really for sentimental reasons, the worst robot. He doesn't even hit the fire extinguisher until Tony hits the ground, and even then it does nothing. It's just great. And that's my choice.
All right. Lindsay. I didn't even make the Dummy joke. Lindsay.
Okay. We're going to go real old school with this one, and we're going to go with Rosie from the Jetsons. The sassy maid robot.
Mentioned on our subreddit earlier today, r/Podzilla1985.
Actually, Hunter, do you have that pulled up? I would like to read off those picks that...
I can get it while Lindsay's talking. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can do that.
Go ahead, Lindsay. Tell us about Rosie.
She's just like the... No, that's a different Rosie. This Rosie is a maid that's got a little bit of an attitude. But I would, too, if you had to work for the Jetsons.
She was also in that episode of Futurama that we talked about earlier.
Yes, she was.
Insane Asylum.
Elroy was a dirty boy.
Dirty, dirty. Elroy had to die. And the dog, too. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Oh, no, I can't tell that joke. Yeah, I'm going to tell it.
I mean, you can if you really want to.
When I think of the Jetsons, the only thing I could ever think of is a joke from In Living Color. so you know it's going to be bad. It was
I know Jim, which joke you're going with.
It was Jim Carrey who was impersonating Ross Perot, and Ross Perot says that one of the things he says, you ever notice that in the Jetsons, there's no, there's like no crime, no black people. The future looked bright, doesn't it? And that is
God.
Ross Perot, for the record, never actually said that. I don't think he did say something pretty bad, but it wasn't quite that bad. Also, for everyone out there who's inevitably asking this right now, Ross Perot was a presidential candidate in the 90s.
He had relatively large ears.
Large ears.
And all that made that his entire personality.
Yep.
He was one of the... He was actually like the first real big independent of nominee for president.
Green Party, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was...
It was Green Party, yeah.
I think it was Green Party. I may be wrong on that one, but I know he was an independent.
He's right.
And yeah, he had a legitimate chance of winning before he shot himself in the foot so horribly, but he did some great skits on SNL with... who played him? Was it... It was Dana Carvey. And
yep.
Admiral Stockdale was Phil Hartman, if I remember correctly. Those are classics.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm done. Okay.
Did... you mentioned Futurama. I need a quick catch-up. Who got mentioned? I'm assuming it's Bender...
And
but did
Roberto
Hedonism Bot? No. Oh, okay. I was hoping that perhaps Hedonism Bot made it in.
No,
it was a guess. We guessed that Shannon would pick him, but that was
cool.
But I like Roberto
or Tiny Tim Bot.
You raised my hopes
and dashed them quite expertly, sir.
Tiny Tim.
My favorite part of that episode is when I forget who eats the bird at the end, and he just goes, "I'm so hungry."
Hungry?
All right, last round, Jesse.
Oh.
Before I lose my voice.
All right. Okay. I'm going to do for an honorable mention Android 16 from Dragon Ball Z, but specifically Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
I also have some honorable mentions. Thank you.
Yeah. And the T-800 or the Terminator.
Well, fuck yourself. Okay.
I'm sorry. And then, yeah, the actual pick number 5, though, is going to be MSE-6, or the Mouse Repair Droid.
Yes!
From the Star Wars franchise. Bam, bam, because bam, I love bam, bam, that stupid little fucking robot. just as he's cruising around.
So cute.
He's just a little box. My boy's a box, Jesse.
He just rolls around.
This makes that little noise.
Around. I love that noise so much.
But why is he trying to contact Kim Possible when Jesse doesn't?
What's the sitch? All right.
So that's Kim Possible in disguise, and it's running away because it's like, oh god, I'm going to be discovered.
Do you remember that they made a really terrible Kim Possible live action movie? They were going to turn it into a series, and I guess the movie was so bad it just died.
I did not know they did a live-action version of that show.
You can't capture the magic of, was it Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano, if I remember correctly?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, no, can't do that. All right, let's go to Shelby.
All right, my honorable mention is going to be the repair and maintenance droids, because they are hilarious without having any actual words and stuff. You know what they're saying, and you know which personality each one has, because they are just so...
Animated.
What is this from?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
The Mandalorian. Disc droids.
Oh,
that, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, they're in multiple. They're more of a background thing in the previous Star Wars, but in the Mandalorian, they get a bigger, like, upfront where they're actually being interacted with, like, their.
And there's
actors.
A whole lot of them on Tatooine.
Yeah, and they're oh my god, they're adorable. but my number one pick. Because it kills me every time I hear him speak, and I can't not hear him just constantly cursing, is Automageddon from Dragon Ball Super. You have to find a clip of this guy talking, because he speaks in, like, robot noises, like chugga 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 and click click and stuff like that, but at the end of most of his sentences, it kind of sounds like he's just screaming fuck. Like chugga 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 fuck! And I lose my shit every single time.
We were watching that show while we were putting together a puzzle, and literally every time this robot talked, Shelby thought he was swearing at the end of all of his lines, and she was just losing her mind.
It's the greatest.
Like he was saying 69. She was losing her shit constantly. All right.
It wouldn't surprise me if he did. He's just like the most vulgar robot I've ever met.
Like that fucking chicken hawk from Looney Tunes. Little foul mouth bastard. All right. Double H.
Is it me? Okay. Did anybody mention Lieutenant Commander Data yet?
No.
Then that's it. Yeah. That's number one. I don't even have to go further down the list. Yeah, Lieutenant Commander Data makes it. I mentioned before that Geordi LaForge was always my favorite Enterprise character, but Data comes in a very close second. Data was one of those characters I didn't appreciate much when I was a kid, but the older I got, the more invested I got in kind of his story and the way he fit into the crew. In terms of like high science fiction, like that level science fiction, explorative science fiction droids, he was always my favorite. I know a lot of people prefer Bishop from Aliens, and I get that. I like Data. I like Data better overall. I think he just had a more fleshed out character.
Oh, absolutely.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
And he's just more, in the end, it's weird, more fun. Just Brent Spiner does an incredible job of portraying, you know, what is meant to be a non-human humanoid. But with a heart. So, yeah.
I think Bishop was a good character, but he wasn't, like, an interesting character. No. Because he was a good character, but, like, yeah, compared to Data, Data had all those seasons of movies to really flesh him out. Bishop was only in, you know, 1.5 films, and they didn't do anything with him. He was just there. So, yeah, I get that. Yeah. Data was awesome. Data was, like, my third favorite character on the show when I watched Next Generation. But that's still high praise because that show had, like, almost all of his characters.
Right. You got to go up against, again, Geordi LaForge, Picard, Worf. Riker. Riker was right there.
Riker was always there, and he should still be there.
It never happened.
No.
I was a little bit hoping, and I didn't mention it because I was hoping you were going to mention Legion from Mass Effect.
So my honorable mentions then would be, there's several from Mass Effect, but off the top of my head, Legion and Edie, the ship's AI. I wasn't a huge fan of the whole, let's put her in a sexy android body.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
So much. Other than Edie. For Joker's sake, you know, I mean, that was cool for him, I guess, but like,
depending on what ending you took.
There's one that's very good for him.
Yeah, there is. I really, really liked Edie. I absolutely hated that they put her in just like, look at this ultra sexy robo thing. What? Why? Oh,
and if nobody else mentioned it, I will also throw out one more honorable mention that I don't think anybody else would pick, and that's HK-47 from Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The murder droid. That was one of the first times I really appreciated like being able to quick save and go through multiple conversations because I wanted to hear everything he had to say. And he called me a meatbag all the time, but it was still funny.
Also, I just looked up Edie for the first time, and holy shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I forget that you're not a big Mass Effect. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that character. Like, she was super... Like, she's up there with Cortana for some of, like, my favorite AI in video games. But, yeah, once they put her in, like, the super titty suit, I was like, oh, no.
The super titty suit.
All right, I gotta go change a name real quick. I'll be right back. Jesse, tell me you mentioned Claptrap.
I did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I assumed that one, but I just wanted to make sure.
That's fair.
I'll go through the honorable mentions before we do the very last one. The ones
I just dropped Magetta in the text only for babies, just dropping an F-bomb.
Says the F-word. My honorable mentions really quick, and you're gonna be surprised by this one, I think, or maybe not. Android 18 from Dragon Ball. That's one of the few characters I legitimately liked in Dragon Ball, other than like Trunks.
Not entirely a robot.
No,
technically it's a cyborg.
Yeah, see, that's where we get iffy on this, and I know there's gonna be some nerds out there in their mom's basement going, "What? Not a robot? That's a whatever." Look, it's close enough.
I did that.
Yes, and you're currently in your mom's basement. We can all see it.
That's not true.
Anyway,
I'm in a home that I own.
When I say robots, I basically if it ain't human and it goes clink clank and it's got bolts and shit. So, anyway,
you cut out there on that one.
But. That's fine. They heard me. That's what matters. The foot.
That is what matters.
The Foot Clan.
What I heard was just bolts and shit. And I was like, yeah, that's right.
The Foot Clan somehow from Ninja Turtles. Correct. Yeah, they were robots because they couldn't kill real people.
I forgot they were robots.
Yeah, because you couldn't.
That goes right back to the Sentinels thing.
Yes, the cartoon Foot Clan.
Okay.
Because that goes right back to what we were talking about with the Sentinels.
Yeah.
Like, they made them robots so that they could actually do violence on them.
I had the Terminator on there. I moved him down to my honorable mention because of Jesse. So thanks, Jesse.
Oh, my bad. Was it actually on your list?
Yes, it's fine.
I was thinking if it was on your list. I thought if it was on his list, he would have taken it earlier.
No, I didn't think it was going to take the Terminator. I got two more mentions. KVRC XBot 4000 at 1145G from Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh.
The three little robots who are doing the tour.
Those are the three touring ones.
Yes. Yeah. I fucking love those robots.
They were hilarious.
And they're back in season three. They have a new episode.
I still need to see season three. I haven't watched any of it.
I haven't watched season two. But anyway.
Oh, man. I need to go ahead and do your actual pick.
My last honorable mention, and Shelby and Lindsay will be proud of me. I have two from anime on here. My honorable mention is Naomi Armitage.
And I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you either.
Naomi Armitage from Armitage 3. Okay.
Okay.
Can't tell.
I've never watched Armitage.
Can't tell if you can't hear me or if you just don't know.
Naomi Armitage. I heard what you said.
Yes. Okay. And my last one, fuck me, I guess. I thought that was going to get a bigger reaction. I'm like, oh, finally, anime. Alita from Battle Angel Alita.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured I had to be her or Major Kusanagi from Ghost in the Shell.
I thought about that one, but I went with Alita because Battle Angel Alita, or Gally as I knew her back then, because that was the name of the dubbed anime, that was so influential on me. Like when I was a kid growing up and I watched that on like the Action Channel, just the visuals of it, the robots, the violence and blood, the city and the clouds, like that inspired a lot of my writing, a lot of my characters that I did. I absolutely adored it. So when they brought the movie out, I thought, okay, well, it's going to be bad, but I'll go watch it. It was actually pretty good. I did not like the fact that she looked so weird because she was the only person in the movie that was like not a real person. She was digitally animated.
Well, because they wanted to really like, I mean, most of her was real, but they had like, you know, they wanted to do the eyes because that was a big like part of her character in the comic or in the anime. Because
it was anime.
Yeah, like and her eyes being huge was a big part of it, so they wanted to make sure they captured that in the movie. But that movie got so much hate. Well, no, like it was big even for them. Like it was remarked upon, like in the manga and the anime.
Manga.
Elitist.
We totally forgot, and I don't know how, unless I missed it. We absolutely have to include in the honorable mentions before we even get to the fans list. The cybernetic ghost of Christmas Past from the future.
Gobble, gobble.
Thousands of years ago. No.
Well, if you're going to do that, you have to put Rabot in there. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Who named us?
Super awesome villains forever.
Midnighters. Nasty Midnighters. All right. Lindsay, what's your last pick? And then we'll get to the... Jesse, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, amazingly, because nobody brought them up.
That's fine. I'm not
to group in R2-D2 and C-3PO.
That shit is played
because
out.
Because I have to. But my last actual pick is Conky from Pee-wee's Playhouse. The little beatboxing robot that would spit out the word of the day.
He just bebopping and scatting all over the place. Shannon doesn't like it.
Also, I'm surprised no one mentioned any of the Transformers. I was going to put Starscream.
About that.
Yeah, I was going to put Starscream.
Optimus
but
Prime. It's just that.
Because I thought about Starscream.
I don't care.
I'm trying to remember the name of the John Goodman Transformer. Like, I actually liked him a lot as a kid, too.
Optimus Primal. No.
Nope. That wasn't John Goodman.
Optimus Goodman.
While we're doing this from our subreddit, because Shannon wanted the list, here are some things that were mentioned. Number one, by me, Dr. Steven Poop, because he can't do anything to save your son, but he can do the robot. He can do the robot. Also, Michaela Mintz suggested, and I quote, the robot from the Jetsons, which is Rosie. We already mentioned that.
She mentions a lot.
Wally and Eve, I assume those came up too. C-3PO, XJ9 from My Life as a Teenage Robot.
She almost made it on my list.
Fender from the movie Robots. Seems like we should have somebody from that in there.
That was Robin Williams' character.
R2-D2 is somehow fully separated from 3PO, which is weird. Well, they got the robot dog from Jimmy Neutron, that's not going on there. Karen from SpongeBob, she's Plankton's wife. I don't care.
What?
BMO from Adventure Time. That's a good one. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I'm really surprised you didn't think of that one.
I assume Shannon included Mechagodzilla somewhere.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the Iron Giant also got
that's Zane Laney, I believe, that said that. I want to say that was
that's
Zane.
That
I was actually right. Really surprised that nobody in the group said the Iron Giant, too.
I assumed somebody did. I'm going to be real with you. I do not have the connection to the Iron Giant that most people do.
Same.
I did not see that when I was a kid. Same. I saw it when I was older, and I understand it, and I get it. But I don't have that.
I have never seen the Iron Giant.
I've seen it. I like the movie. My little brother was obsessed with it. That was one of the few things, like, whenever we were kids that, like, most of the time when, like, one of us was obsessed with the movie, the other one was. That was one movie that we just never, like, he loved it. I was like, okay.
Also, a badass robot no one mentioned, and no one ever will, but it was really fucking cool at the time, was the bad guy in Judge Dredd, the old Stallone movie. That big robot that he had to fight. That thing was cool back in the day, man.
That was really cool.
In that same vein, ED-209.
Oh, shit. Maybe, yeah, RoboCop.
Yeah.
I actually Lindsay, thought about that.
Lindsay, I assume, had Baymax, or Lindsay or Shelby One had Baymax on their list. Wow. I'm surprised about that one.
Fuck a same. Baymax. ED-209, though, I will agree with.
Ultron? Ultron, anybody?
What about
I
RoboCop?
Had Vision.
Vision, that's a good choice.
Would RoboCop count?
If Mega Man counts, Robo counts.
That's
Robo
true. Counts. That's true. Because yeah. Mega Man if basically you have one, is you RoboCop. Have the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, RoboCop was a human, though. Like, he still has a brain.
Oh, right. I guess that's
Mega
true.
Was Mega Man,
no,
right?
Mega Man was just no, a Mega robot. Not, yeah. Yeah, no, he's right.
You mean that boy Knight. Has robotic hair? I don't know about all that. Right to me. I'm not here for it.
He got a wig from Mimi's Wig Shop that you they can also find online.
Oh, I'm looking at a list of fictional robots, and one of them is Chucky. Now that's a controversial take.
Oh, well, no. They're talking about the Chucky from the remake, I guarantee, because he was straight robot. He was no black magic involved.
Killer robot. Killer robot. Child's Play 2019. Yep, you're right.
That's dumb. It's got to be a murderer, serial killer, soul trapped in a doll's body.
Amen. Which is why
I'm not here for it.
If you've never seen the Chucky TV show, it's really good. I need to finish it. It was really fantastic. Anyway, that's going to do it for this show.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of some more robots.
Oh, shit. Did anybody mention Scud, the Disposable Assassin? That was a good one.
I don't know that one.
It's a comic that was briefly turned into a short game, as I recall. Scud stood for something. It was an acronym. An acronym. But I don't remember what it stood for.
What about...
Yeah, it was from a dystopian future. It was a whole thing.
The robot from Rogue One. What was its name? KT...
KS-209. KS-20.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. That was Alan Tudyk. That was a cool robot.
The other one is the tall murder bot. The what is it? IG-88. Yeah, I was like, fuck. Yeah.
That was a
really it's IG-11 in The Mandalorian, and then it's 88 in the like extended universe, because the one in The Mandalorian was voiced by Taika Waititi.
Wasn't IG-88 the one from Empire?
About to say he was in the original trilogy.
Yeah, that's what. Also,
he was just a random fucking robot. Yeah,
yeah. He was
fleshed out in the extended universe.
Right, he was one of the other bounty hunters that never got any screen time, and yet went on to become like super famous, like of Lizard Boy. What's his name? Oh fuck, I can't remember his name. Hell,
Bossk.
Bossk. What are you talking about? Holy shit, I couldn't think of Bossk.
Yeah,
or Dengar. I mean, Dengar.
Literally all of those bounty hunters in.
What's that?
Okay.
No, we did not mention Gizmo Duck.
Oh, well.
Oh.
But Gizmo Duck's not a robot.
Yeah, he's also a duck that has robot.
He's in... True. Well, they'll be on the same vein as, like, RoboCop, sort of, except he can come back out of his.
Well, that's what we were saying. Well, RoboCop can, too. It's just a head and a hand.
But at that point, it's Iron Man. I mean, you could include Iron Man just as easily at that point.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Finish off with the robot from Overwatch, Jesse.
Do what?
Bastion.
You cut out at the end.
You said finish off with
Bastion.
And that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Bastion from Overwatch.
Yeah. I don't know.
Another Overwatch news.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. No more robots. I hate robots. Technology's going to take over. Listen, I want to believe. We'll be back next week with an all-new setup of shows and tomorrow with an all-new horse time. Hunter, until then, please take us out. Giddy up.
Wally. Later. I don't know. I got nothing, man. Leave me on this. He's still recording. I don't like it. Stop.
Hey, Jim.